time, 0-100 hours UTC, which means it's time for the 26th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Anon Radio. This is DJ Guofu Guapofu broadcasting live. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, DJ Snowdusk, for bringing the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix back to Anon Radio on Saturday and Sunday nights. I'm very excited as this is the half-year anniversary of the Copacetic Music Hour. 26 shows in, 26 more, and then we'll make a year. Tonight's episode is on the third of a trio of great Cuban women vocalists from the east of Cuba, who I've been featuring in my show. The artist we'll be enjoying tonight is La India de Oriente, or María Luisa Hernández. Her style is very similar to Celia Cruz and Selena Gonzalez, who we have enjoyed previously. La India was born in the town of El Cobre, that means the copper, that was my kitty, in Santiago de Cuba province in the eastern part of Cuba, the Oriente region, also where Guantanamo is. She was born July 29, 1920. She passed away March 25, 2006 in Miami. After the revolution, she would move from Cuba to Miami. She started singing at the age of 9 in the masses at the venerated El Cobre Hermitage. These masses were dedicated to the patron saint of Cuba, Virgen de la Caridad del Cobre, the Virgin of the Charity of Copper. And I think my cat's excited to be a radio show host because she's now on my lap. She... It was in Santiago de Cuba where she started her singing career. By the time she was 26, she moved west to Havana, the capital of Cuba, and made her debut on the Radio Havana Cuba program Cadena Azul. She then recorded songs with Trio La Rosa, was on Cuban TV in the 50s, and then kept performing in New York City and Miami after the 60s. A lot of these are classics, classic songs from classic Cuban songs of the Guajira, Son Montuno, and Son Guajiro traditions. I talked about the Guajiros, the Spanish peasants who moved to Cuba in the 19th century, like Ibaros in Puerto Rico. A lot of these songs, again, will be familiar from those genres that I featured in previous episodes. With that, let's start up the auto and enjoy La India, performing Guajira Guantanamera. Thank you. se acaba. No worries, Tanaki, on that's a good time to head to bed.
Corte de raíz el monte donde siempre te esperaba.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
A good number of times if you're familiar with Cuban music. It's often improvised upon, new stanzas written to share different messages, social, political, or just personal messages. Right, Mangle, you agree. Real. But this is especially slower paced and more drawn out compared with other renditions that I've heard. Very, very Sauce's son. Great to see more families getting involved in Anon Radio. I hadn't realized that until this past episode I listened to. She was still with her mom. Since I got her, she's really imprinted on me. She's on my lap, eating and purring and rubbing my face. Good girl. Good girl, yeah. Enjoy Son Cubano, Mangle. I also listened to Buttstuff's 33 and a third for the first time, or second time, I think, and that really blew me away. I talked to DJ Buttstuff later about that, and I think it's just three turntables, a computer, and an effects machine. Really, really incredible kept me engaged the whole time. Super good. This is Junto a un Cañaveral.
Junto a un cañaveral, una guajirita vía. Junto a un cañaveral, una guajirita vía. Sollozando me decía, no, no me canso de llorar.
Ven, quisiera mi Cuba feliz, los cubanos unidos gozar, y por siempre la vida vivir.
Cuban music really has the culture, the stories, the religion of Africa, the Yoruba religion, Baba Wu, Orishas, and so on, the Orisha Baba Wu, mixed with the instruments and the dances of Spain, probably a little bit of indigenous culture, although that has a really dark history. There's one musician that Christy Otwisty and I were talking about last night in the Tilly Radio broadcast, who was of Arawak indigenous descent. I think his name was Sindo, if you know his last name.
Thank you.
another friend from the DMV area, DJ Mentos. I think you'll recognize from several of my episodes. It is Yo Soy El Punto Cubano. I am the Cuban point in genre music. We've also heard performances, I believe, by Celia Cruz, Selena Gonzalez, and Benny Moré. Maybe Joe Arroyo and Hector Lavoe as well.
Yo soy el punto cubano que en la manigua vivía cuando el mambi se va.
Thank you for tuning in. We're coming to the last couple minutes of Yo Soy El Puto Cubano. You'll notice all these songs are pretty lengthy. There aren't as many tracks that we'll hear tonight as in previous and future episodes. I'm still thinking about who to feature in future weeks. I'm thinking Martino Davila, the samba musician from Brazil, next week. But I'm open to suggestions, and I'm still brainstorming. Definitely also a Pachanga episode, the fad salsa music of the 60s. Maybe one on Boogaloo music. Also David Burns, Ray Momo, or other American pop musicians performing Latin music.
Loma.
paying homage to Borinquene, the island of Puerto Rico. Borinquene is a native word. That's the Arawak or Taino name of Puerto Rico. For those that don't know, Quisqueya is the equivalent for Hispaniola, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Quisqueyanos are Dominicans.
Famosos. Sus poemas más hermosos Pedro Flores te brindó, Daniel Santos te cantó, su música alvivarada y su voz clara y mimada te obsequió Bobby Capó, te obsequió Bobby.
faithful lover. These are very relaxed tunes. Kitty's getting off again. Okay, she can enjoy the laptop case. That's except, oh, maybe not.
Yo vivo desafiando el porvenir. Y mientras tenga en mis venas sangre, te seguiré queriendo, te seguiré adorando, y será para ti todo mi corazón. Montarte en el caballo.
San Francisco from their hackerspace. Probably lots of fun things you can do there. One fun hack I built this afternoon was a barn door tracker as a camera mount for doing astrophotography. The idea is that it turns at 0.25 degrees a minute and thus counteracts the rotation of the Earth so you can track a star and get a nice exposure. Wow, it's a light around it. Anyhow, this is El Madrugador, the early bird, the early riser. Looks like we'll listen to that. Oriente Cuna Florida, which means Oriente Cradles Florida, and then A Bailar El Son, to dance the son. We transition to the Arocho show.
Llamado el Cucalambe, ni la canción me inspira por su romántico sello. A mí la canción me inspira por su romántico sello. Pero si admira. Oyendo música nuestra, es más linda y es cubana. ¡Ay! Yo siempre me acordaré de los versos de aquel bardo. Yo siempre me acordaré de los versos de aquel bardo, Juan Nápoles y Fajardo. Llamado el Cucalambe, a mí la canción me inspira por su romántico sello. A mí la canción me inspira por su romántico sello. Pero se admira lo bello. Oye, hay de una.
As we were talking about earlier in COM, definitely I'll have more Argentine musicians. Off the top of my head, Mercedes Sosa, Daniela Pastorutti, and Andres Calamaro in the future. I think also La Santa Cecilia with Marisol Hernandez, the Chicana band, in a future episode, and possibly Apaladdin, which is Guatemalan Ecuadorian bluegrass fusion from Kentucky.
Madrugada, madrugada, yo soy el madrugador.
Caliente Cunha Florida.
Mis remembranzas las guardo en ti. Sueño con tu grandeza y tu belleza, región oriental.
Oriente, la montañosa, la más preciosa, donde nace el sol.
Davila. Week after, I think I might go with La Santa Cecilia and probably Pachanga music the week after that. And then more musicians from Argentina for the next 5 weeks of the Copacetic Music Hour. Quite fun conversation about usernames we're having here in the chat. And with 3 minutes left of Oriente Cuna Florida, hopefully we'll get a couple minutes of A Bailar El Son. I should also have a second episode on Joe Arroyo. I know the first one was a hit, but I can put a second episode with more still great songs, but I guess lesser hits like La Lotería and so on. Thank you. some Ropa Vieja there in Atlanta, and maybe even see some live Cuban music performances there. As I remember, you're in a master's program at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, but Emory. Again, next week, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 0200 hours UTC on Tilda Radio, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 0100 hours UTC, Saturday on Anon Radio. I'll be posting the archive just after this. Looks like we'll get just a bit of A Bailar del Son. I definitely need to look into the music of Central America. I might do Nelson Jesus Estrellas for the Venezuelan salsa sound. Now, A Bailar del Son.
Show after this.